This is Stephen Strang. Today on the Strang Report podcast, I am interviewing Fred Markert, who is my good friend for many years, very, very involved with youth with the mission. And he's come up with an amazing project that is very apropos with this coronavirus thing that's going around. And he's come up with something that I found absolutely fascinating about Sir Isaac Newton and the fact that he was quarantined at one time during a pandemic in 1665, and he used it to his advantage. And my guest today, Fred Markert, has an amazing idea of how you can do the same. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to interview Fred Markert. We are good, good friends, or at least I feel like that, Fred.
I feel that way too, Steve.
We've been friends for 20 years, and you know, someone called you the Indiana Jones of the mission world, and we don't have time to go in depth. We could probably talk for hours. I mean, you have so many stories. You have worked in so many closed countries. You have motivated scores and hundreds and probably thousands of people to go where nobody else goes. We've told your story in Charisma Magazine in different ways. I remember one story about how you went to Nepal, and we're doing prayer walking and pull down satanic strongholds. It's just amazing everything you've done, and now you've come up with this great idea about that was kind of inspired by Sir Isaac Newton. And I want to jump right into it because, you know, Sir Isaac Newton, of course, is a great figure in history. A lot of people don't know what a committed Christian he was. He was really a very, very strong Christian, was fascinated apparently with some of the prophecies in the book of Daniel, as I've researched. But I knew about this. I knew that there were pandemics in Europe, but I frankly have not researched it. And so just tell us about this pandemic in 1665 that actually closed down Oxford and caused Sir Isaac Newton to be quarantined. And then, of course, I want to talk about what happened.
You know, in 1331, the Black Plague, actually the bubonic plague that just ravaged Europe, you know, and 30 to 40% of Europe died in it. It started in 1331 in China, made its way over to Europe. And it went through Europe in different waves. And so this was the last wave of the bubonic plague that went through Europe in 1665 that historians call it the second pandemic, you know, just like we're calling the coronavirus thing today a pandemic. The same thing. And Newton was at Cambridge studying, and Cambridge closed down. So Newton went home and decided, you know, I'm just not going to sit around during this time. He started to think about the universe, the laws of nature. And as you mentioned, he wrote many theological works. Actually, Newton was considered one of the founders of modern science. And what he wrote is the foundations of most of modern science. And yet he actually wrote more theological writings than he did scientific writings. Most people don't know that. So it was during this time when he was at home that the proverbial apple fell from the tree, and he started to think about gravity and really discovered the laws of gravity, and then went on to discover the laws of motion that we take for granted. And he was fascinated with light and discovered the laws of optics. In fact, he invented the first practical usable telescope during this time. And much to my dismay as a high school student, he invented calculus. And so this 2-year time that he was at home became what is considered the most productive time in his life. And it happened during a pandemic, when Cambridge was closed down and society was shut down, just like ours is now.
you know, I said Oxford. Cambridge and Oxford are both famous, of course, and I guess I forgot which was which. But and of course, you know, he's probably best known for the law of gravity. But these other things, I mean, you know, most scientists would not discover even one thing, and he did four things. And you say that the pandemic lasted 2 complete years?
2 years back in that day. Of course, they didn't have the kind of treatments we have today. And, you know, they weren't as good at isolating everyone, social distancing, you know, safety at home measures. So it took 2 years for that second wave, that second pandemic, that wave of the bubonic plague to go through England. Right. You know what most people do, Steve, you know, is a lot of times we have these downtimes and they're the most important times in our lives, actually, and we don't take advantage of them. You know, one of the great historians of the 20th century, Arnold Toynbee, writes about how every person who really had an impact, they had a down period for years where they really took the time to rethink their lives, rethink everything, rethink the world, rethink what they believe, and then they emerged later and actually had a dramatic impact on the world. Paul, for example, Toynbee mentions him, 14 years, you know, off. We don't know what he was doing, but it prepared him for his ministry. So times like pandemics can really be some of the most creative times in our life, and they are a gift.
In a different way of looking at it, you're absolutely right. And of course, pandemics thankfully only come through every 100 years or so. But a sabbatical, you know, which is a voluntary quarantining in a way, is also an opportunity to rethink life. And a lot of people, of course, you know, do great things during their, you know, during their own sabbatical, even if it's just to kind of hit the reset button. But it's, I was so fascinated. You sent me some information about this, and I said, I've got to talk to you on a podcast. And you also sent it to my friend Rebecca Haglin, and she has already written, you know, with your help, an op-ed that was in Town Hall and WorldNet Daily, and we're going to try to put it on Charisma News as well that goes into these things. I think is just so fascinating, and it's a different way to look at it because – you know, what I hear in the media is that people are doing binge watching of Netflix. Liquor sales are apparently through the roof. I saw an article that had a picture of somebody carrying all this, you know, beer or whatever, you know, out of some kind of liquor store. It's interesting to me that the authorities consider liquor stores essential and they don't consider churches essential. I mean, think about that for a minute. Thankfully, several governors, including my own here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, said churches are essential and made an exception for them. But, I mean, it just kind of shows you what our culture is like. But instead of doing that, or I've read that husbands and wives fight more, that divorce is up and counseling is up and all that kind of stuff, here you have an entirely different way to look at it, which I think is very encouraging, to just say, you know, what can be done during this downtime? I, for one, am working on a book that I probably would have not written if it weren't for this. And I was actually encouraged by Sir Isaac Newton's example, and I'm going to research this a little bit more. But actually, all the discussion about Sir Isaac Newton is just to lead up to the purpose of this podcast, which is about this project. Tell us about this project that you named for Sir Isaac Newton and the churches and ministries that are involved and what you hope to accomplish.
Sure. I was talking with a friend of mine named Casey Krejci, just a great brother in the Lord, and he came up with this idea. We were talking about the situation. You know, Netflix is up 40% minimum, they're saying, in their viewership. And we realize that people are spending time binging on TV and movies, right? The porn sites, their numbers are going through the roof. And people are kind of wasting, a lot of people in our society are wasting this time. And we were talking about what could we do that could help people be more productive. And KC remembered the Isaac Newton story. He'd just seen it somewhere. And I had been reading about the increase in suicide, increase in drug use, increase in alcoholism, domestic abuse, et cetera. And so we got brainstorming, and Casey said, well, why don't we get Christian ministries to donate some of their premium content, normally paid for content, for free during this season. And I said, we've got a website already, you know, that we're developing to get ministry resources out to people. We can really repurpose this and turn it into what we're calling the Isaac Newton Project. All of us aren't Isaac Newton. We're not that brilliant, but we can become a better version of who we are in this downtime. So instead of just wasting our sorrows, wasting our time on Netflix and other frivolous things, we put together a website here and started calling all of our ministry friends and just have quite a bit of content to download and to watch and to read, where people can better themselves during this time, just like Isaac Newton did, right? So we're really hoping, we're really believing for a revival in America that would touch the world as well. And we believe this is a great time to lay new foundations in our lives, to really press into God, and to develop ourselves, you know, prepare for this next season, for after the coronavirus. So that's what the Isaac Newton Project's about.
That's exciting. And I'll just add that Casey Krejci is also a good friend of mine. And in fact, I've done a couple podcasts with him, including one about the coronavirus. And he's really into health with this company called Living Fuel. And he gave some very good advice. In fact, I was looking at it just today on how being healthy and building up your immune system and getting rid of toxins and so forth helps your immunity fight off any kind of disease, including if you're exposed to this coronavirus. And I would encourage people on the Charisma Podcast Network, you can look for it. You can search for his name, Casey Krejci. And also, while people are looking for good materials, this is a good time to read good Christian books, too. You know, we all have a pile of books that we want to read, we intend to read, and now we have time to read. But tell us about some of the ministries that are on this website. I went on and looked at it last night, and I was just absolutely fascinated. Some of the ministries I know fairly well. There were some I wasn't as familiar with. And it is just a wealth of material. And you're saying that during this couple of month period, a lot of the ministries are making some of their materials, or premium materials that often would be, you know, for purchase, they're making them free of charge. So just tell us about them.
Well, yeah, what really has blessed us so much, KC and I, with this site, is the ministries that just have risen up to the challenge and said, we want to do our part to show the unity of the body of Christ, to do something big together, you know, through the Isaac Newton Project, and to selflessly, you know, give to people during this time when finances are tight and it's just difficult. So we just are so thrilled with all the ministries that are partnering. Right at the beginning of the site, Steve, we really wanted to, people aren't ready to really develop themselves until they get their fears and anxieties taken care of, right? And a lot of people right now are dealing with fear and anxiety over many issues. So right at the top, Pastor Chris Hodges from Church of the Highlands in Birmingham, Alabama, the second largest church in America, he did a message on turning fear into faith, and that's right at the top. We wanted to deal with people's anxieties first. It's a killer message. I wish everyone in America would listen to this message on turning fear into faith. And also, Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has jumped in. And right up there, too, we have Billy Graham's final message. He did about 4.5 minutes entitled How to Have Peace in the Midst of the Panic. And so I think it's just kind of prophetic that that was his last message. And it's just apropos for this time, too. So that's how the site starts. But then we have ministries that have really given content and just incredible material. People like Andrew Womack Ministries, just a dynamic Bible teacher. And he has a button on the site and just hundreds and hundreds of hours of incredible teaching. And Andrew's Charis Bible College, they took some of their paid for Bible courses and put them up for free too during this time so people could study the Bible more in depth. We've got marriage ministries. We saw that marriage problems and domestic violence is going up. So there's a ministry called Exo Marriage, you know, that's giving people their free marriage survival guide to download and other resources on their site. There's other ministries like Flexible Homeschool, who realize so many people have their kids at home right now and are maybe pulling their hair out trying to really take on the duties of the school. And they've given 3 free months of their Flexible Homeschool app for scheduling and making the most of the time. IHOP, Mike Bickle, Promise Keepers, Tim Hawkins, the comedian. We thought people need to laugh during this time. So Tim Hawkins has some of his stand-up bits for free on the site. And then, you know, other things, Steve, like prayer. There's just a dynamic thing happening called Unite 714. I really encourage everyone to go to the Isaac Newton Project website, click on that button, or go directly to Unite 714. It's about 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called on my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. And so literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands, and it's growing, we believe, to millions of people are praying twice a day at 7:14 in the morning and 7:14 at night for our nation. And we're praying in united prayers. That's why it's called Unite 714. And people can go there and plug into this huge prayer movement. Another one, a mutual friend of ours, Doug Weiss, in his Heart to Heart Counseling Center. You know, so many people are wrestling with porn issues and other sin issues, sexual sin issues, in this downtime. And Doug has a free 5-hour video course on called Clean, on how to live a clean life, how to break free from sexual addictions. These are just some of the ministries on the site. There are more. I mean, there's about 3 times as many as I just shared, and more coming on every day. We're actually having a hard time keeping up. And people can access all of this great material at www.theisacnewtonproject.com.
As we wrap up this fairly short podcast, there's so much more we could talk about. I want you to just explain more clearly how people can get to this podcast and also tell about your own ministry. I noticed on the list you had all these ministries and logos and information, and yours was at the bottom. I thought that is real humility, Aunt Fred. You started it, and you put your YWAM Ascend ministry at the bottom. I'm kind of teasing you a little bit, but I did notice it. And just tell us about it, because it's amazing. And I kind of referred to it at the top of the podcast about all the great things that you've done. A lot of them you can talk about, a lot of them you can't talk about, because it's very, very dangerous. It's really dangerous, a lot of the things you're doing. And of course, you have to keep it under wraps. And then I'll come back with a final comment.
Really, to understand the ministry I'm doing right now, we need to understand my journey. I was an atheist communist working in a hospital in Berlin, Germany, when I was led to the Lord in 1973 by missionaries from Youth with a Mission, YWAM for short. I wound up pastoring at Jesus People Church in Berlin, and we were radical about evangelizing. I also had a ministry of smuggling Bibles into the communist countries of Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union. So from my first days as a believer, I was involved in radical evangelism and missions into unreached parts of the world. And that is what has shaped the ministry I've been doing for the past 47 years, really. I serve in two roles in my ministry. I serve in Youth with a Mission since the late 70s, and I direct a Youth with a Mission center called Ascend Missions. You can find us at ascendmissions.com. And I also serve at Church of the Highlands and at Highlands College. And you can find the ministry there at highlandscollege.com. And this came out of my early experience in Christ, where I was both a pastor and a radical missionary. And so both of those are combined in my life right now. In fact, Church of the Highlands is my home church as a missionary. It's the second largest church in America, led by Pastor Chris Hodges. And our church is just doing a fantastic job in missions, which is why I feel so at home serving here. Also, Highlands College is just one of the top-tier training colleges I know of anywhere in the world. And we're gearing up there to train and send missionaries out to the most dark and desperate parts of the world. It's a fantastic place for people who want to attend a dynamic Christian college and academy based at one of the most dynamic churches in the world. And so those are my two roles. And what I do in both roles is I train young people, families, people of all ages to obey the two commands in the Great Commission. When Jesus said, "I've got all authority, go and make disciples," he told us to do two things. He said, "Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I commanded you." So I teach people to baptize, to evangelize and church plant, and also teach them to obey everything he commanded. God gave commands about seven, what are called seven mountains, commands about family, education, government, economics, religion, celebration, media, and communication. And so we train people how to use those seven mountains, those seven spheres of influence, to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. At both Highlands College and Ascend Missions, we train people to reach the 3.2 billion unreached Muslim, Hindu, and Buddhist people in the world. That's 42% of the world that has no church, no Bible, no missionary, no way to hear the gospel, and 2 billion of them have never heard the name of Jesus even one time. And so we train leading-edge missionaries that use strategies like sports ministries of all kind, teaching conversational English, musicians, business as mission. We train nurses, PAs, medical and dental teams, school teachers, physical therapists, and we all focus them on bringing the gospel to the most needy part of the world, the least reached, least served part of the world with the fewest number of missionaries. That's the 3.2 billion in the unreached Muslim, Hindu, and Buddhist world. And so that's the ministry I've been focused on for 47 years, and it is just an exhilarating thing to work with Jesus out in that part of the world where he's moving in great power. So you know what I want to tell people? God's got a mountain for each of us. I want to tell you, claim your mountain, whatever it is, whether it's a missionary and evangelist to the ends of the earth or one of the seven mountains in the marketplace. Claim your mountain, climb your mountain, and ascend to the heights with Jesus. If you're interested in radical Christian training to change America, see revival, and touch the darkest unreached parts of the world, you can go to highlandscollege.com or ascendmissions.com.
Well said, and it's so important, and I wish we had time to discuss it more. Maybe I'll invite you back to do more podcasts, because this is something we need to cover. Let me wrap up by just telling my listeners that now you can listen to Charisma Magazine. People who know me know that we've been publishing it. We still do every month. 90,000 subscribers. People still love the print edition. But Audible books are very, very important. And we got this idea of putting Charisma in audio format. We call it charismamediaaudio.com. It's by subscription. You can hear every article word for word, often read by the author. We like to say that you can listen in the spirit to the teaching articles, the interviews that we do, the profiles, the dealing with trends and controversies, And it makes it very convenient to listen to it as you drive or as you're home, or now that you have more time at home, I encourage you to check it out. There's a 14-day free trial at charismamediaaudio.com. All three words as written as if it's one word. You can also get it on iTunes and Google Play stores. Again, downloading the app is free, and there's a free 14-day trial. I hope you will want to listen to Charisma Magazine as well as to read it. So with that, I'll wrap up this edition of the Strang Report. I'll thank my guest and friend, Fred Marker, for taking time from your very busy schedule to share with us today. And I encourage you to check out the website and to use this time. Just ask God what he has for you to do. Maybe there's something wonderful that's never been thought of or invented before, like Sir Isaac Newton did. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Tune in again tomorrow for another edition on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.